Jeff Lemon and Will McPherson here for ESPN Crick Info. The Big Bash League is done and dusted. The semi-finals and the finals are all out of the way. And what have we learned in that week, Will?
We've learned that Perth Scorchers, who on Saturday won their third title in 4 years, and that's half a title ever, they are officially a dynasty. They've reached 5 of the 6 finals. They're a brilliant blend of youth and experience. A perfect example of that was Mitchell Johnson, the sort of senior pro, and then Jai Richardson, the youngster, who's the man of the match in the final with 3 wickets, a brilliant run out and a catch. They've sort of settled in the same side together. They're the team that everybody wants to beat, and they're also the team that everyone wants to be.
I've learned that Michael Klinger should be in the Australian side somewhere in some way. Now, he was 71 not out in that Big Bash final. He had his most prolific Big Bash season ever. He's the highest BBL run scorer in history. He said how badly he wants to play for Australia. There are T20s against Sri Lanka next month while the Test side is in India. And the coach in charge of those games is also the Scorchers coach, Justin Langer, who has said how much he wants Klinger in his side. So we'll see if he gets his way.
The third thing we've learned is the Big Bash is only getting bigger. Next season's the 7th season, and they've added 8 more games. It's going from 35 to 43. The hope is that the tournament won't need to be any longer. There'll be more double headers, maybe some slightly clever use of time zones across Australia, maybe some new venues. Cairns, Canberra, Geelong are all the three that have been mentioned. So that's really exciting looking ahead to the new year.
We'll be back with you for that extended edition next season. It's been a lot of fun watching and reporting on the Big Bash this year. Can't wait till next time.